Monroe County commissioners are thanking employees and officials who worked on the proposed annexation of nearly 10,000 acres of county property into the city of Bloomington. The commissioners' meeting on Friday came just less than a week after state legislators effectively barred the city from annexing property for the next 5 years. Many county officials had been concerned about the annexation. The Board of Commissioners President Julie Thomas says a lot of work was dedicated to studying the potential effects.
It was a massive project. We had members of the Redevelopment Commission helping. We had members of the Plan Commission helping. We had people from all over assisting us, and it was really a good thing. So I do want to say thank you to everyone. Clearly, we're going to continue working just at a slower pace, which is refreshing, but we will continue working because we recognize that in 5 years this could happen, and we need to be prepared.
Members of the public also expressed relief about the canceled annexation during the commissioner's meeting. Resident Paul White Sr., who was a candidate last year for a position on the board, thanked the commissioners for their work on the issue. White also defended the state legislature, which faced criticism for canceling the annexation process through a last-minute legislative maneuver that did not allow for debate.
There are some who claim that the state was interfering, or overreaching, if you will, into our local affairs. The state was representing the citizens of not just Monroe County, but of the entire state. They did that like they are elected to do.
About 15,000 county residents would have become residents of the city of Bloomington if Mayor John Hamilton's annexation proposal had been approved.